Exonerated, this title reflects what it feels like to be cleared of false accusation. Legal and divine justice combined. Echoes Romans 8:33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? The veil is torn. My name is being restored. The mask of deception has fallen. The truth, long buried beneath layers of lies, misunderstanding, and generational pain, has finally risen to the surface. One within my own family has awakened. Their eyes, once clouded by distortion, now see clearly. For too long, my identity was shaped by shadows, twisted by narratives that were never true. Like Joseph, cast out by those closest to him, Genesis 37, I was misjudged, misunderstood, and forgotten. But just as God was with Joseph in the pit, the prison, and the palace, so he has been with me. Now truth speaks, and it cannot be silenced. These family strongholds, spiritual in nature, can no longer dictate who I am. What was hidden is being revealed, Luke 8:17, and justice is not only coming, it has begun. The Spirit of the Lord is upon this story. Where deception once ruled, clarity reigns. Where there were chains, now there is freedom. John 8:32. God Himself has torn the veil, removing every lie, every false label, every attempt to steal my voice and rewrite my worth. My name is being restored not by human hands, but by divine justice. I stand not in bitterness, but in the light of mercy. I am my mother's beloved, chosen in grace, healed by truth. What the enemy meant for harm, God is now using for good. Genesis 50:20. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because the story is far from over, and heaven has the final word. Amen.